Today, I'm talking about something close to every entrepreneur's heart, having fun while building your brand. Believe it or not, the journey can be as enjoyable as the destination if we allow it to be. This is the same whether you're a solopreneur or have a team. Now, being a business owner doesn't mean you won't have fun and laughs. It should be part of the equation. I remember trying to record a serious brand message and just kept fumbling. But instead of getting frustrated, I included the bloopers in my content, and guess what? People loved it. It showed that I wasn't perfect and being authentic counts, because it's all about how to make the branding process productive and enjoyable too. I'm Peachy Williams, the Brand Voice Builder. As a business owner, I understand that building a brand doesn't happen overnight. It's all about positioning yourself to build, brand, and grow. If you're an entrepreneur or one in the making, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Happiness matters, especially when working on your brand. Did you know that being happy makes you more creative? As a solopreneur, creativity is your greatest asset. So when you enjoy what you do, you can wake up with amazing, innovative ideas and your brand works overtime and problem solving. If you're working with a team, being happy can set the tone. Because we've all been in that spot before, right? Somebody was being mean and grumpy and it changed the entire vibe of the project, right? But on the flip side, a cheerful leader creates a positive work environment that boosts productivity. It shows in your work and how you interact with clients and customers. And let's not forget the personal perks. When you enjoy your work, it makes all the hard work and challenges more manageable. How do you make branding fun? I have a few strategies that I use, and I'm going to share them with you. Number one, personalize your workspace. Create a workspace that calms you, inspires you, and energizes you. Surround yourself with things that make you smile. Surround yourself with things that boost your creativity. So that could be a poster that you love, a desk toy collection, an amazing screensaver, or affirmations that keep you focused. To be honest, I do them all. These small but effective moments of joy can make a big difference in your day-to-day attitude. Number two, gamification. Apply game mechanics to the branding process, and you're probably sitting there like, what? But fun and games is what it's all about. Set up competitions like who can come up with the best tagline if you have a team. Reward points for brainstorming ideas. And if you're the creative mastermind and you work by yourself, challenge yourself with mini goals and rewards. You want to turn your tasks into games to make them more engaging and rewarding. It works. And number three, community building. Create a brand community that reflects your sense of humor and your values. You want to engage with your audience in a way that reflects your personality and your values. Ready to stay tapped into the Color Me Brand family? Join our mailing list where you'll get all the info on the podcast, newsletters, and more. Join at bit.ly/colormail today. How can you go about doing this? You share behind the scenes moments, and I know you see that all the time on social media. You want to ask your community for their input. What do they want to talk about? What do they want to see? What do they want to hear? And then you take that information and build a sense of community around your brand. Here's a quick example. A startup used weekly themed photo contests on social media to engage their audience. Everybody who participated, they loved it because not only was it fun, the company had such high engagement rates and they increased their brand loyalty. And brand loyalty is something every business should strive for. Not all sunshine and roses and daisies in the world of entrepreneurship. But when you're happy and lighthearted, it can help. Because when you're faced with those setbacks, it's easy to get overwhelmed. but maintaining your perspective with a smile is key. Use humor to navigate through these tough times. Learn from your failures and keep moving forward with a positive mindset. And don't be afraid to experiment, especially if you're a solopreneur, because this gives you the freedom to experiment without red tape or having to go through multiple channels that can kill your project. Try new branding ideas. Take those risks, because if they fail, you learn something. And if they succeed, that creativity you used could lead your brand into exciting new territories. I want you to think of this as playing in a sandbox where everything is possible, because it's all part of the journey. So before I wrap up, here's a little challenge. This week, find one way to add fun into your daily routine. That could look like playing your favorite upbeat music while you're brainstorming, or creating a playful email signature. Whatever it is, it should be something that makes you smile. Remember, building your brand doesn't have to be a grind. And as an entrepreneur, you have an opportunity to shape your brand journey using your unique personality and your passion. So stay creative, stay open to fun, and enjoy it all every step of the way. Don't forget to like and subscribe on the platforms you're listening on if you like the content, and share this with anyone you feel needs this message. You can also sign up for the newsletter, notifying you when the next episode drops. Until next time, keep creating, keep building, keep thriving, and watch your brand grow.